Welcome to a live broadcast of the Christian Chicpreneur Podcast. My name is Angel Santos, business and mindset coach for Christian women. And today I want to talk about a very, very special and important topic, which is the strategy you need to become a thought leader. Now, first, assuming that you're familiar with the term thought leader, let me tell you why it's important to become a thought leader, which is really a specialist, right? Someone trusted in their field, someone seen as an expert, someone seen as not just someone else in the industry, but someone others look up to, someone that others view as innovative, someone that others view as a resource. And let me tell you, if you are a coach, if you are an author, if you are in a service-based business, I encourage you to strive to be a thought leader. Think about it. When you go to the doctor, would you rather be placed with an intern, a nurse, or the specialist? You desire the specialist. You prefer to see the specialist because the assumption is they have more knowledge, they have more experience, they have more expertise. Let me tell you, in this day and age, customers are getting more savvy. They are becoming smarter and smarter to different marketing tactics, and they no longer just want to settle for any brand, any coach, any expert, any website provider, any personal stylist, right? They want the expert. They want the thought leader. And let me tell you the good news. It does not take you being in your industry 30 years to be seen as a thought leader. It actually just takes you being willing to put in the work, right? And so I'm so excited to bring you this strategy because it is this exact strategy that I have used, not necessarily all of the steps, but it's just the overall strategy that I and so many of my clients have used to become thought leaders in our industries, to be seen as experts, even when we are newer to these fields that we were in, right? I went from having a nonprofit for 3 years that made $535 for those who are familiar with my story. So I built a three-figure business in 3 years. That's not good, right? And so when I set out on this journey, I definitely was not an expert. I was probably the opposite. But then once I learned the mistakes that I was making, I realized the pitfalls that could be avoided so easily if people knew in advance not to do it. And so I became a coach. And in less than 7 months of becoming a coach, I had been featured in Forbes magazine. I had been interviewed by 6- and 7-figure business owners. I had been featured in magazines, various podcasts. I had even became an Amazon bestseller. How does that happen for a new coach in less than 7 months? Because of this strategy. And let me tell you, it didn't just work for me, right? Other clients have used this strategy as well. I had a client who was an accountant. So some of you may be thinking, oh, well, this only works for coaches. No, I had a client who was an accountant. She followed this strategy. Within 6 months, what initially was an idea became a published book, an Amazon bestseller. She was on television and was invited to speak for paid engagements. I am telling you this because I want you to understand, one, this strategy works. I'm telling you this also because I want you to understand, not only does this strategy that I'm going to share work with you being seen as a thought leader, an expert, a specialist in your field, even if you're new, right? It also works with helping you get clients, helping you grow your business, giving you the confidence also to have a body of work to attract clients with. You know, sometimes when you're a new service-based business owner or you're a new coach, a new author, you may feel like, well, I want clients. You know, maybe you've even been certified in whatever it is you do, but you have some doubt about, well, who will want to work with me and why? And one thing about this strategy is it clears all of that up for you. Okay, so I am going to really just jump into it. And can I just tell you, this strategy works. And I'm saying that, Angel, why are you spending so much time on that? Because the things that stop us is not awareness of what to do, right? Most people are aware to be healthy. You need to eat vegetables, drink lots of water, not too much sugar, not too much fat, and exercise. If you graduated from elementary school or high school, you were probably taught that information. Yet, why are so many diet-based diseases rampant in America, right? And it's not always weight-based, right? Why are so many people having health issues that can be affected or impacted if they change their diet and exercise? Well, it's because they're the knowing and doing gap, right? It's one thing to know something. It's one thing to be aware of something. It's an entirely different thing to do. And what most people don't do is fill that gap. They stay at the no. And so if you desire to see your business grow massively, if you desire to make the impact that God has called your business to make in the world, right? If you desire to spread what you do across the globe, then I really encourage you to not just be aware of this strategy, right? Not just hear it and say, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. I could see how that could work. Or not even just be intimidated and say, oh, that wouldn't work for me. That's way too hard. I give up even before I try. I encourage you to listen with an open heart. Okay? Let's get into it. Okay, so the road... And I'm just going to call it the road to expert because it's a lot shorter than typing thought leadership. But the road to an expert, being seen as an expert, because it is about perception. When people buy from you, when people look you up, it is about perception. It starts with this tool. And this is a very powerful tool. I remember earlier in my marketing days when I was still a newer coach and I would talk with people and not even to sell to them. I just wanted to know what caused them to buy from other coaches, right? Other businesses. And I was very, it intrigued me that a common answer when I would ask these highly educated women who were investing thousands in different, you know, business and personal development and other services, how did you find, you know, why did you hire this person? Why did you choose to work with this person? And do you know what their answer was? It is a four-letter word. Book. They would tell me, I was in Barnes and Nobles, I was on Amazon, I was on Facebook, and I saw this recommendation. I read this book, and I knew I had to work with this person. I read this book, and I knew this person could help me. I read this book, and it touched me so much. I read this book, and it changed my life. Book, 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 book. One of the best things you can do for yourself, whether you have been in your, you know, personal styling business for 10 years or you are brand new, is write a book. Is write and publish a book. And I am not talking, I should have had my books over here, but I'm not talking about an ebook. I am talking about a physical book, right? And let me tell you, before you start to think about all of the work involved, because we have a program that makes it very easy. In fact, I even have a program that lets you do the bulk of your book in just one day, right? Let me tell you some of the benefits of having your own book. One, it's passive income. So when you have a book, even like, so I don't have my my regular books, but I do have some workbooks. So this particular workbook is available on Amazon. Actually, it's this, this is a personal form. So this is one of my just planners and workbooks, right? It's a full color book, all of that great stuff, right? And it's available on Amazon, right? Now, let me tell you how the numbers work on this. Amazon prints this for $2.15, right? They when I order these directly to myself, they print these for $2.15. Okay. Yes, I have to pay for shipping. We're not going to talk about that. So I paid $2.15 for this book. Okay. I sell this book for $45. It's worth way more. It literally helps you create your plan to make your first 5 to 6 figures in business. It teaches you how, it walks you through the step, right? So let's just round up to $3 for my cost of the book to include shipping, right? So $45 minus $3, that's $42. $42 of passive income. All I have to do is ship it to the person. Now, let me just catch you up on the numbers. Now, when Amazon ships it, I do not get as much money, right? If I ship it to the person, I get to keep $42. If Amazon ships it, it's more like I get to keep $15. Either way, though, it's still passive income. So one of the benefits of, before we even get to you being seen as an expert and just growing your business because it attracts clients because they trust you now, right? One of the biggest benefits is once you have a book, it is completely passive income at a lower entry cost, right? So the next one that I mentioned is positioning. When people see that you have a book, they look at you differently. They assume that you know what you're talking about, right? That assumption works in your favor. They take you seriously. Just think about it. Think about you going to just a new doctor's office. If you see, it's one thing to see pamphlets and you're like, oh, okay, the doctor's picture is on a pamphlet. Oh, okay, these tips are helpful. When you walk into a doctor's office and you see a few of their books laying around, you're like, oh, okay, they're serious, right? You feel more at ease with giving them your money because you trust them more. That logic can work in your favor. And I want you to know, whether you've been in your industry 10 years or 10 minutes, the reason you got started, right? Whatever story it is that you have that drove you to entering your industry, that is your book, right? It doesn't take 30 years of practicing something to know enough to help someone else. Whatever it is for me, right? I came out of the gate letting women know, listen, I made $500 in 3 years. I did it all wrong. Let me tell you what that was so you can do it better. And that's how I made my first 5 figures in my first year as a brand new coach. And I was able to leave my job that because I was making more from coaching than I was in my job. I didn't tell them, oh yeah, I've been making millions for years, because that wasn't my story. I said, listen, I built my business from the ground up and now I'm on track to make 6 figures after bombing for 3 years because I wasn't taking the right steps, right? I wasn't disingenuous. I shared my story. I shared what I had learned from life. That's all you have to do in your book. People don't want tips they can get from ChatGPT. People want to learn from real people who have lived it. Not quotes that you got from a book, but what you have learned, right? And when you share that, you position yourself as an expert. You position yourself as a thought leader. And the last thing I want to say is that one of the biggest benefits is it allows you to share your story. That is how you build raving fans. That's how you build loyalty. That's how you almost build, I want to call it like a celebrity-like presence, for lack of a better word, because when people know your story, they feel connected to you. They see you differently. They will buy from you because they value who you are, right? And that's the kind of support that Apple really built when they had people, including myself, sad to say, staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning to order an Apple Watch, right? Because they built a connection with their community. And a book allows you to do that as well, okay? So what you do is you create this book, and you use this book, just the chapters around your book, to create a free mini video series. Now, this is not for everyone. I know everyone doesn't love video, but let me tell you, I'm telling you a strategy that works, okay? So this video is not long enough for me to deal with the objections on not feeling confident on camera. You don't have to be confident to be on camera, one. Two, you also don't have to show your face to make a video. But again, I don't want to make this mini training too long, or this mini podcast too long. So you start with your book, you do a free mini video series that leads to your course or service, right? So you start with a book, then you allow them to really get a taste of your personality, maybe go a little deeper on a concept, kind of make it a little workbook, workshop style. And then after they've went through the free series, which it's not like it's new content, you're literally taking topics from your book, right? And now that's when you invite them to purchase either your course or your service, whatever it is you are selling. And let me tell you, the reason this works is it's one thing to get on a call and try to convince someone who doesn't really know you to buy from you. It's another thing to get on a call with someone who's excited to talk to you, right? Because they already have your book. They've already been helped. They're just like, okay, how can I work with you? And this works so many ways because it has several entry points, right? So for example, for myself, on YouTube, for my video series, right? You can go on my YouTube channel and you will, where I'm just teaching concepts that are included in my book that is coming out. Okay, I did this in a reverse order, but again, my clients do it better because they have me. So my clients follow this order. But on my YouTube comments, you can see people who are saying, this was so helpful. Do you offer this service? Because I need help with this, right? So instead of trying to convince someone, hey, buy from me, now you have people literally just raising their hand saying, hey, I really want to work with you. Can you help me? And it's just a much better place to operate from. It feels so much better to just send an invoice because someone is excited to work with you. They're telling you that this is what I've been looking for. This is what I have been praying for. They are telling you thank you when they pay. This strategy is what that creates. If you want to hear people say thank you when they turn in their invoice, follow this strategy, because that's what happens. And it still tickles me a bit because it's like, I'm like, thank you, right? You just signed up for my service. But they are grateful because they believe that they found a solution they have been looking for, right? They already have confidence. Does that make sense? I want to make sure that I share that we do have a program. It's called Expert Academy. You can do it one-on-one where you work directly with me, or you can do it in a group setting, right? Where we actually help you build out all of these pieces. We help you write and publish your book. We help you create your free video series. And of course, we help you map out your course or services that you're going to offer to make six figures in 12 months. It does not have to be hard. In fact, when you follow this strategy and follow the process that I teach and I help you create in the Expert Academy, it's actually, as my client would say, really, really easy. Now, there is work involved, as you can guess, but when you have an expert leading you, right, it doesn't feel hard. And I think that's what happens, is that when you don't know what you're doing, when you're walking at it and approaching it blindly, it can feel hard because there's so many pieces and the tech and the writing and the this and the that. But when you have someone guiding you, it's like, oh, okay, what step are we at? Oh, okay, this is what I do. Okay, what do we do next? And it's actually exciting because you get to see how all of the pieces come together. Okay, so I see someone says, I'm interested. I will follow up with you. Oh, someone else is saying really interested. Okay, beautiful. I or my assistant will follow up with you all. For those listening to the recording of this, if you would like more information on the Expert Academy, send us an email at expert@growmybrand.org. expert@growmybrand.org, or just send me a DM that just says expert at Angel the Coach on Instagram. Angel the Coach. For those of you watching and listening on YouTube, Facebook, and Spotify, feel free to leave a comment if you have any questions. Thank you so much for listening.